we call blind hangs. You take a big oak, say 3 foot through or bigger, and you've got that. Unless you blast it out, you've got some hangs there for a plow for at least 20 years.
After you plowed it, what'd you do to the ground?
Well, the method when I was a kid was we usually put what we call the new ground. That was first year, you know, after it was cleared. We planted the corn. And the next year, tobacco. And the next year, the corn. And then either wheat or tobacco, one or the other. And it is just a reversion of cultivated crops. In my kid days, till the ground was wore out, because it's cheap, you could buy land. Well, as I told you, I bought 100 acres for $300, or $3 an acre. Well, I'll say 70 years ago, my dad bought 50 acres, I remember it all right, of virgin timbered land for $2 and a quarter an acre. Well, the farmers during that time, they didn't know how to improve land. There wasn't any grass seed. You could get some clover seed by going to the field. Now, the way they got their clover seed then, they'd go to the field and pull the blooms off by hand, you see, and then take them and scatter them over where they wanted to sow clover. And later years, probably 10 years, 15, I'll say later, they brought in red top grass seed, Timothy seed.
Mm-hmm. After you plow the ground, what did you use to make the ground, to get the ground ready for planting?
Well, the first thing, they'd take what we called an old shovel plow, that is a plow with a shovel on it like that, you know, something like that with a coulter in front, and they'd break it with that. And they had then what they called an ole harrow. Harrow that is made this way out of about 4x8, that is a piece of timber, you know, 4x8 with holes bored in them, and an iron teeth about that long drove in those holes.
The teeth would go through the ground like this.
That's right, it just, you know, scratch the ground. Well, they'd take that and hitch a pair of horses or mules or something like to it and hire the ground. And then we'd lay it off both ways. Take an old, what we call a shovel plow, and lay it off this way and then that way, about three or 3.5 feet apart. And we'd drop 2 grains of corn. That is usually a kid job, you see, dropping that corn. And we dropped 2 grains in a hill, and somebody older would come along with a hoe and cover it. And then we'd have to use the same plow, you see, and to plow it. And the cultivation of the corn, the method of cultivation was plow new ground twice, plow it this way and then this way. And old ground, they plowed it 4 times. Twice this way and twice this way.
Mm-hmm. Twice each way and then on the tape recorder.
What'd you do with the stones that were in the field?
With what?